Haydn's Variations for Piano in C, Hoboken 17, number 5. They were played by Yeno Yondo. Well, in an hour's time at 3 o'clock, there's another chance to hear last Wednesday's choral evensong service, which came from Canterbury Cathedral. And that's followed at 4 by the choir. This year, Wells Cathedral School Choralia earned the chance to travel to the Let the People Sing competition in Luxembourg. Mary King introduces highlights and finds out whether Wells managed to fight off rivals from across Europe. That's in the choir at 4 o'clock this afternoon. That's here on BBC Radio 3. But right now, it's time for the early music show introduced by Lucy Skeeping.
Welcome to the programme. We're back on the Sussex coast again today for highlights of a concert recorded as part of the 2013 Brighton Early Music Festival. Now into its second decade, Brempf, as it's affectionately known, continues not only to attract well-known performers, but to support talented newcomers as well, offering a broad range of concerts to appeal to the widest possible audience. Each year, performers are asked to create their programmes on a specific theme. And for 2013, that theme was passion, the various sounds and images it's inspired over the centuries, which of course gives loads of scope for repertoire, from the courtly love songs of the troubadours to operatic arias and songs of religious devotion, not to mention the downright bawdy. The concert we're dipping into today was given at the Salis Benny Theatre of the University of Brighton by a five-piece ensemble called Philomel. They're very much a multitasking bunch of early music specialists who brought with them everything from recorders, viols and harps to crumhorns and Renaissance flutes, as well as their own voices. And we'll start with their opening two pieces, an instrumental setting of a motet by Orlando di Lasso, followed by a setting for voice by Palestrina.
Thank you.
and lift up my hands to thy commandments, which I have loved. A motet by that most influential composer of the Renaissance, Palestrina. And before that, we had an instrumental setting of a motet by Orlando di Lasso. Emma Murphy was the singer, with the string players of the ensemble Philomel, the opening pieces of the lunchtime concert they gave at the 2013 Brighton Early Music Festival. In spite of its church context, Palestrina's music certainly does have its own kind of religious passion, a calm, heartfelt love of God, which fitted well into the festival's theme, which was love and passion in all their forms. And for their next piece, Philomel stay with the sacred, but swap the bowed string sound this time for recorders whose homogeneous, airy texture provide an almost unearthly mood. This time, though, it's music by the Spanish composer Victoria, one of his most famous motets, O Vos Omnes. O all ye that pass by the way, attend and see if there be any sorrow like my sorrow. Applause there for the ensemble Philomel with a four-part recorder setting of music by Thomas Luis de Victoria, the motet O Vos Omnes, one of the highlights of the lunchtime concert they gave at Brighton's Salis Beni Theatre, part of the Brighton Early Music Festival. Their next sequence of pieces moves away from religious passion to a more earthy sort of love, which of course can often include sadness too. Some of the regrets which there are in the world are just pleasures compared with those I am bearing. The text of the anonymous 16th century French chanson, Plusieurs Regrets, that we'll hear first, although here it's played instrumentally. A rather mournful love song is the inspiration for the next piece too, Thielmann Suzzato's Mille Regrets, plays on an early harp by David Hatcher. Again, it's an instrumental setting, but the original text still sets the mood. I feel a thousand regrets at deserting you and leaving behind your loving face. I feel so much sadness and such painful distress that it seems to me my days will soon dwindle away. And last in the set, we'll hear Josquin des Prez's setting of the same text.
Thank you.
The ensemble Philomel performing at the Salisbury Theatre in Brighton. Three settings of Songs of Regret. The first by an anonymous composer, then by Tielman Suzzato, and finally by Josquin Desprez. You're listening to the Early Music Show with me, Lucy Skeeping, and we're dipping into a concert today from the Brighton Early Music Festival. Music on the theme of love and passion. We think of Italy, don't we, very much as the cradle of the Renaissance, the place where the best and the latest musical developments took place. Nevertheless, many of the most powerful courts, even the Sistine Chapel itself, regularly poached talented young musicians from far afield, which is how the Flemish composer Cipriano de Rore came to be in Italy during the 1500s, working at palaces from Ferrara to Milan and with close connections to Venice as well, where, of course, so much of the music publishing took place in those days. The 1500s was certainly a stimulating time to be in Italy. Here, along with painters and poets, was where composers could really push the boundaries, experimenting for the first time with new forms of secular vocal music, madrigals and so on. And the voice ruled supreme, so that even purely instrumental music was expected to express the meaning, the passion of a text. Often this could be that of some famous or much-loved song. And in this next set, we're going to hear two instrumental versions of one of Durore's most popular songs, Ancor col che partire. The second is by Gerolamo della Casa, and as you'll hear, within the texture, it features a sort of busy, decorated line played on an instrument called the viola bastarda, a sort of bass viol that makes up its own virtuosic part. Whilst over the top, Emma Murphy sings Cipriano de Rore's original song. First, though, a recorder leads the ensemble in another piece, also inspired by the song, this time composed by a monk who was one of the singers in the Milan Cathedral Choir, Giovanni Bovicelli.
Thank you.
Although it is a kind of dying when I part from you, I would happily leave you every hour to enjoy your return. Two instrumental settings or variations inspired by Cipriano de Rori's famous song Ancor che col partire. The first by the Milanese monk Giovanni Bovicelli and the second by Girolamo della Casa. Emma Murphy was the vocalist with the instrumentalists of the ensemble Philomel, recorded at their Brighton Early Music Festival concert in October. There are five songs in the next set, all of them about love, passionate desire and jealousy, and they show just how widely the most popular songs of the time could be disseminated, a variety of composers using the text or the tune or both to create their own new works. My love is enclosed in a lovely garden where the roses and the lilies of the valley grow. The garden is beautiful and pleasant and garnished with every flower. We go there for our pleasure, but mostly in the night. We'll hear that song by the Flemish composer Tielman Sensato first, followed by a rather frisky setting of it for recorders by French court composer Antoine Bruguier. After that, again from France, but a somewhat darker mood, comes Pierre Sertan's J'ai le rebours. I have the opposite of all I hoped for I am so ill that my heart breaks at seeing love so defeated. It actually is rather emphatic, a complaining lover telling it like it is. And again it's followed by a purely instrumental version, a setting from the publishing house, if not the pen, of the innovative Parisian music printer Pierre Attignon. But we end the set with a bit of mischief, a French comic song about a jealous husband whose wife cuckolds him incessantly. The poor man finally hangs himself in despair, but even then he can't escape her because she follows him to hell.
Et aussi
Applause there from the audience at the Brighton Early Music Festival for a comic song about marriage by Pierre Sertan, ending that set of five 16th century chansons performed by the ensemble Philomel. Well, we've reached the concert's final two pieces now, one from each of the most famous Flemish composers of the 16th century, Josquin des Prez and Cipriano de Rori. Josquin's is a version for recorder ensemble of the moving complaint of King David when he receives the news of his beloved son Absalom's death. Taken from the Book of Samuel, it was a popular text for composers from the 15th to the 17th centuries to write a lament to. Absalom, my son, if only I had died instead of you, I shall live no more but go down to hell weeping. And lastly, Cipriano de Rori's O Sono, O Sleep, O That Quiet and Shadowy Child of Peaceful Night. Emma Murphy is the singer again, with instrumental parts provided by Philip Thorby, Sharon Lindo, Alison Kinder and David Hatcher.
Thank you.
group Philomel. Emma Murphy, Philip Thorby, Sharon Lindo, Alison Kinder and David Hatcher, ending their lunchtime concert last month, given at the Salisbury Theatre at the University of Brighton. But don't go anywhere, because we've got more music to bring us to the end of today's Early Music Show. We're going to wrap up our coverage of the 2013 Brighton Early Music Festival with some pieces that we saved up from last week's concert. This was the festival's club night held in St Bartholomew's Church in Brighton, an informal evening that featured several groups of younger early musicians performing from various parts of the church. One of them was the recorder quartet I Flautisti, and we'll hear them now in pieces from the 15th century. Now, the evening was hosted by a man who's no mean recorder player himself, Piers Adams, whose amazing technical feats on an instrument that some might still see as a simple wooden tube have thrilled huge audiences around the world, as well, of course, on the BBC airwaves. Needless to say, he couldn't stop himself joining in the final encore, as we'll hear.
Thank you very much to I Flautisti, the Spice Girls of the recorder you've been described as, I gather. Actually, also you call yourselves the London Recorder Quartet. Your names are not exactly Anglo-Saxon, are they? Daniel Jaworzewska. Can I ask you possibly to introduce the other members of the group so I don't make a total fool of myself?
Absolutely. We've got Ilona Weselowska, Doris Lindner and Jitka Konechna.
There we go, the London Recorder Quartet. So I assume you all met in London, is that right?
Absolutely. We all studied at the Royal College of Music in London with the same teacher. Slightly different year groups, so we kind of know each other through certain people. But yeah, all in London.
Great. And you all live there now?
No, just me. Jitka and Ilona are in the Czech Republic teaching there, and Doris is in Vienna.
Very convenient for you. Well, you make a fantastic blended sound together. It must be hard getting together to rehearse, but it's an amazing sound. Presumably that was a matched consort of recorders, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So the same family of instruments, same wood, same gorgeous blend.
Yeah, so what an amazing sound that makes. Thank you. I wonder if you've got anything else you'd like to play for us. I know you're at the end of your set.
Would you like to join us in something?
I could do, I suppose. Hang on, let me have a look. Okay, that should be fine. So,
high-octane version of Bach's Badinery. Piers Adams with I Flautisti. They were performing at the Brighton Early Music Festival Club Night at St Bartholomew's Church in Brighton last month. And that's it for our coverage of the festival for this year. Next week I'll be celebrating the 40th birthday of the Tallis Scholars in the company of their founder and director Peter Phillips. That's next Sunday at 2 o'clock.
The Early Music Show was introduced by Lucy Skeeping and produced by Les Pratt and Roger Short. And you can download podcast versions of many of the previous editions of the show from the Radio 3 website. Now here's Mary King with a word about the choir.
Tonight on the choir, a glimpse of the choral Higgs boson, which is what I'm calling the result of smashing together the music of Irving Berlin and Gabriel Fauré. That's one of the more outlandish ideas from the Kingsingers and their new version of the American Songbook. I'll be joined by the project's musical brains to find out more. And we'll also be back in Luxembourg for the culmination of this year's big Euro Choral Fest, Let the People Sing. 8 choirs are competing for top honours, and as it's more than 30 years since a British choir took top prize, all ears will be on our home entrance. Do join me from 4 to see how they get on.
Well, the time now is 3 o'clock, time for Choral Evensong, which was first broadcast last Wednesday from Canterbury Cathedral. The canticles are Alan Gray's double choir setting in F minor, and the anthem is Lord, Thou Hast Been Our Refuge, Vaughan Williams' 1921 setting of Psalm 90, alongside Isaac Watts' metrical version of the same psalm, O God, Our Help in Ages Past. The service opens now with the 4th of Hubert Parry's Songs of Farewell. There is an old belief.
Welcome to this service of choral evensong from Canterbury Cathedral, the seat of the Archbishop of Canterbury, the Mother Church of the worldwide Anglican Communion, and a place of pilgrimage to this day. The choir sings Psalms 32, 33, and 34.